The video of this 3-year-old singing the national anthem went viral.
We question why God would allow this child to live. And I think God has a divine purpose for each of us. And you can see that through our daughter.
I hope they realize God is with all of us and never give up.
Welcome to Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of the New York Times bestseller, The 5 Love Languages. Today, a heartwarming discussion with a mom and her amazing daughter. If you have a special needs child or if you know parents of special needs children, make sure you listen closely today for a stirring conversation about a children's book and the story behind it.
You heard a little of her voice a moment ago singing the national anthem with her mom when she was 3 years old. Her name is Grace Anna Rogers, and her mom, Angela Ray Rogers, will join us today. Our featured resource is Who Do You See When You Look at Me? You can find out more at 5lovelanguages.com. Gary, I think we're in for a real treat today in this conversation.
Chris, I'm looking forward to our conversation with Angela and Grace Anna. Really quite an amazing story, and I know that our listeners are going to enjoy it, and I know that listeners who have children who have various struggles are going to find this be very, very encouraging. So I'm excited about our interview today.
Well, let's meet Grace Anna's mom, Angela Ray Rogers. She's an advocate for people with disabilities and the author of Grace Anna Sings. She and Grace Anna create videos together, and Angela manages multiple social media pages. She's married to Jeff. They have 2 children, Isaiah and Grace Anna, and they live in Casey County, Kentucky, right down the street from where I grew up. Find out more about her at 5lovelanguages.com.
Well, Angela, welcome to Building Relationships.
Thank you guys for having me.
We are glad you're here. So you are a champion for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Is that something that you always wanted to do?
Actually, I started out in teaching because of a major difference that some teachers had made in my life. So I always wanted to make a difference in kids' lives. But I hate to admit it, I didn't really understand the struggles of people with disabilities until I had Grace Anna. And once she came along, it drastically changed how I viewed people with disabilities and how they are treated throughout our communities and our world.
I think often God broadens our vision when we experience in our own lives things that we've only heard about in other people's lives. Before we talk about the children's book, I'd like to talk about your own story. Before Grace Anna was born, you went through some difficult life circumstances. Can you share a bit about that?
Yes, I married my son's father at a very young age, in my opinion, 23, and unfortunately the marriage did not work, and we ended up divorced. So I was a single mom for quite a while, and honestly, I really never thought about getting married again. My heart was so broken from the first marriage. But my son had always wanted a brother or sister, and I told him, you know, son, you're not going to get a brother or sister unless mom gets married again. And so he started praying a different way. He asked God and Santa Claus to bring me a man. So I remarried about 8 years after my divorce to my husband, Jeff, and we started trying to have a family within 3 or 4 months after we were married. We were both getting up in our 30s, and, you know, time was not standing still for us. And unfortunately, we had 3 miscarriages before Grace Anna came along. Mm-hmm. And it was a very difficult time on our marriage, because that's really something traumatic to go through once, not to mention 3 times. And, we hadn't been married that long.
Yeah.
So it took a toll on our marriage. It took a toll on me. I got a little depressed and had some bouts with anxiety. And I questioned, was I asking for something that God didn't want me to have? But I felt deep in my heart that I wanted to be a mom again. And my sweet son, his biggest desire, I know a lot of people think it's crazy, you know, a little 12-year-old boy, his heart's desire was to have a brother or sister. It wasn't, you know, a baseball bat, all that stuff. He wanted a brother or sister. But I've had different health issues throughout my life, and some tragic things happened since Grace Anna was born with our families. But it was a tough couple of years before she was born for our family. But thankfully, God brought us through it.
Well, it's always good to have somebody praying that God will bring you a husband, and so they can have a sibling. Oh, well, the doctors really didn't give a whole lot of hope for Grace Anna when she was born. Is that right?
No, they didn't, and it was very disheartening. I think I was right around 3 months pregnant. I went in for a very high-resolution ultrasound. And the doctor had told us something was wrong, which I had kind of grasped the way he kept taking pictures of a certain area, that said something wasn't exactly right. And it just astonished me that immediately they assumed that you're not going to want this child. And that's one of the first things they say is, you know, well, you have options.
Yeah.
And it was never an option for us. We wanted her from the very beginning. It would not have made any difference what they had said, but they described her at some point like a monster, that she had a sack of fluid on her brain and she might not ever breathe, and, you know, her life would be miserable. So they did not give us a whole lot of hope. We had three doctors that offered the option to do an abortion, which we turned down every one of them. We had one doctor that told us not to give up hope, one female doctor, and I'm very thankful that she was a bright light at a time that was very difficult in our lives.
Well, tell us what it was like the day that Grace Anna was born.
It was a very eventful day. At that time, we were transitioning, trying to find a different vehicle before she made it here, and unfortunately, that did not happen. My vehicle was in the shop, and my husband was at work, and my mother-in-law was gone, and it was just my son, Isaiah, and myself, and I got up, and my water broke, and I thought, oh, no. You know, we were supposed to have a planned cesarean. This cannot happen. So we went to a local hospital. They said we could make it to the main hospital in Lexington where she was supposed to be born. We got there, and they said, yeah, we have to get you out today. She's under a little stress. Her heart rate was up a little, and so was mine. They got us in pretty quickly, and unfortunately, I didn't get to see her or hold her before they took her out. Unknowingly to me, she had swallowed that first bowel movement, the meconium, and the doctors did not know if she was going to make it. They told my husband, but they did not tell me. And I think my husband knew if he told me, I would be torn to pieces. And he wanted to make sure there was a reason for me to get torn to pieces. But within 3 to 4 hours, the doctor came in and said, she's okay. But we have no idea what she has, but she's okay.
Yeah, wow. So she was a fighter from the beginning.
Very much so. She has been a fighter from the get-go, and she remains a fighter.
Yeah. What is the medical term for Grace Anna's condition?
It is a form of chondrodysplasia punctata called Conradi-Hunerman syndrome. It's a form of dwarfism, and a lot of people think that all forms of dwarfism are alike, and they are not. They are very varied between one type and another. And with Grace Anna's, it does cause her to have short stature. It also causes one side of her body to grow slower than the other side. So one arm is shorter than the other one, and one leg is shorter. She has issues with her spine because it kind of causes her body to grow sideways, so it causes the spine to twist. She was actually born with cataracts on both of her eyes, so she couldn't see when she was born. It causes skin conditions. There's a lot of things that go along with it besides just having short stature. And she has a lot of specialists that we see. She has 9 doctors that we see regularly to maintain her health and well-being.
Well, Angela, thanks for sharing your story and the story of Grace Anna with us in that first segment. Let's talk now about this children's book. Why did you decide to use a children's book to talk about some of these issues?
I think in our society, sometimes we have this view of people with disabilities being unable to contribute to society and not really having much to offer. And sometimes it's hard to ask questions, and it's hard to discuss things that go on with people with disabilities. And I was watching my daughter play one day, softball, with her teammates, and they were treating her like everybody else on the team. And I thought, man, how awesome would it be if the rest of society would treat people with disabilities like they're part of the team? And so that came to me. Grace Anna, we were just sitting there, and she said, Mom, I wonder what people think when they see me. And that's how we came up with the title. I said, you know what, honey, I don't know. I said, I think a lot of people see you as a singer and an entertainer, but they probably don't know everything about you.
Yeah.
And so that was what led us to the book, to just educate people on how people with disabilities, they're just like everybody else. They have hopes and dreams and love to live life if we just include them.
Tell us some of the messages that are in the book.
I think one of the ones dearest to my heart is that people with disabilities, or just any child in general, has unique talents that make them special, that can make them contribute and make things better. Everybody has a voice. I know a lot of people, when we say that Grace Anna played softball, they was like, how does she play softball? And it's just those few steps of including them to take part in things. I know at some level, when she gets to middle school and high school, more than likely she may not be able to play in school leagues. But they have lots of leagues around the country where kids can play sports that have disabilities. Yeah. You know, Grace Anna has literally no fear the majority of the time. She loves life to the fullest. She's happy. And she enjoys things that every other kid enjoys, like playing ball, like staying all night with her friends, going exploring in our creeks, and doing what God has a purpose for her to do. And I think it's very important. A lot of times we look at people with disabilities and we question why God would allow this child to live. And I think God has a divine purpose for each of us. And you can see that through our daughter. You know, she has been given so much negativity when I was pregnant with her. And I was just like, hold on. You know, I knew that God had a plan for her. And I think that's evident.
So exciting when you see a person with disabilities using what they have to the greatest of their abilities. So I'm quoting now from the book, open your mind and your heart, and you will see the real me. Why is that message so important to children today?
I try not to get teared up when I talk about this, because a lot of times when we look at people with disabilities, all we see is this shell that's on the outside. Mm-hmm. We see that they can't walk. We see that they can't communicate as well as other people, or we see that they may look different. But on the inside, they have this heart that just wants to be loved, and they want to be respected and included. So to me, you want people to use their heart to look at somebody with disabilities instead of looking on the outside, and then you get to know who they really are instead of just what they appear to be.
Wow. So what would you say to, I'm sure we have parents and probably siblings of children with disability who are listening today. And so families who have a child with disabilities and have physical differences, what would you say to them?
I would hope that they would try to understand the child or the adult with disabilities and try to learn about their disability, learn about how you can include them more in activities, and learn about who they are inside. I know sometimes it's hard to communicate with somebody with severe disabilities, but I think it has taken the time and effort to include them, to learn about them. It's not easy always, but I think it's very beneficial, not just to them, but I think we can learn a lot from people with disabilities.
Mm. We're talking with Angela Rogers today. She has written, along with Grace Anna, the book, Who Do You See When You Look at Me? It's a children's book, but I think it's one of those that all of us need to read. Sometimes the most profound is the most simple, and this will tell you in pictures and words what Angela is talking about here today. And don't forget, coming up, Grace Anna. Grace Anna is going to be with Dr. Gary Chapman in just a few minutes. Who do you see when you look at me? You can find out more at 5lovelanguages.com, 5lovelanguages.com. Angela, what you were just saying a moment ago reminds me of the biblical story of the prophet who goes to anoint a king, and he asks the dad, you know, where are your sons? And they're all out there, and it's like, he comes back, don't you have any more? Mm-hmm. And we learn that little David, you know, the little shepherd boy was out there, and God does not look at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think, you know, and that's with Grace Anna. When you first look at her, you see this tiny little package, and, you know, she uses braces to walk, she uses a wheelchair, and you would think that she was maybe a little timid and shy, but when you get to know her, she's fierce. When she goes out onto stage, she sings from her heart, and in my eyes, like David, she's a warrior.
Yeah.
She fights every day to battles that, you know, a lot of adults have never faced. All these surgeries, doctor's visits, kids like her as well as Grace Anna, they are some of the strongest, toughest human beings I've ever encountered. And I think a lot of times we think they're the weakest, when deep down they're some of the strongest people you'll ever meet.
Mm. I think we all have a lot to learn from getting to know children with disabilities. What are some of the lessons that Grace Anna has taught you in this journey?
The biggest lesson she's taught me is not to sweat the small stuff. Before she was born, my son played baseball, basketball. I'm an athlete, very competitive. We're both very competitive. My husband is also. And when she came along, life was a lot different. She wasn't able to do the things that all three of us could do, and we had to change how we were living. And it just seemed like the stuff that used to just get under my skin and bother me was not that important anymore. Hmm. And when you almost lose a child, like we did after her first surgery, her first major back surgery, it puts things in perspective. What are you doing with your time? Are you doing something that's beneficial and that God would approve of? Or are you wasting your time that he's blessed you with? That's the biggest lesson she's taught me.
You kind of get things in perspective, don't you?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the time that you just mentioned when she came really close to death.
It was a very tough time, and when I talk about it, it's really hard to talk about it sometimes, but she had had a spinal fusion. She was 18 months old, and unfortunately, after the surgery, her lungs collapsed. I was holding her in my arms when they collapsed, and they couldn't get the tube in so she could breathe, so she coded, and I immediately called my friend and said, pray, just pray. So they got a prayer chain out, and everyone started praying. And 30 minutes later, they pulled us back in, and she had made it through the intubation process. And she laid in the hospital bed for 25, 26 days. Mm. We couldn't pick her up. We couldn't hold her. So my husband and I, along with my sister and mother, would lay our heads on the bed and sing, hold her head and sing. And we had such a wonderful support system from churches in our community and our family praying for us at home, and some wonderful nurses at the hospital also. And she made it through it, and probably 6 months after she made it through that surgery, in her little turtle cast, as I like to call it, she started singing incredibly well for a two-year-old little girl.
So perhaps you all singing to her imprinted the whole thing of singing into her heart and mind. You think?
It may have. The talent, probably not, but the love, yes. The love, yes.
God gave her a song for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Now the video that Chris talked about earlier, when she was 3 years old and she sang the Star Spangled Banner, tell us about that.
That was just a crazy turn of events. I had given her a bath, and you know, we're one of those families, especially me, that likes to sing a lot. My husband sings at home, but he's not as talented, I would say, than Grace Anna or myself. So we do go around singing a lot. We sing a lot of music, and we love patriotic songs. So I know it sounds crazy, but I do sing the national anthem a lot at home. But we were just sitting there one day, and I was sitting there singing it as I was dressing her, and she started singing with me. And I thought, well, that's the cutest thing ever. I said, our friends are going to love this. So I recorded it, I uploaded it, and it went crazy. That's the only way I can explain it. And I really did not plan any of it to the level it went to. But it was just an innocent moment, sitting on our couch like we always do at home. I mean, it is a true example of how we live at home.
Well, your husband even comes in the background and is saying something, right?
Yeah, he was asking something. I was like, she's singing. Don't interrupt her singing.
So it was really an impromptu video.
Yes. Oh, and if you notice, a lot of our videos on our page, and it's one thing that we are very proud of, is that we don't script her posts. 99% of them are not script, and it's just us. It's just us being us.
So how many followers does she have on Facebook?
Right now, I think it's a little over 1.2 million.
That is amazing. Realizing that your daughter was singing to millions of people out there, did that give you a sense of, hey, God's got his hand on this gal. She's got a calling of God.
It was awe-inspiring. It really was. And, you know, I've talked about this before, that when I was pregnant with Grace Anna, I dreamed about Grace Anna and myself on stage. And I'm not one of those people that love being on stage. I was sitting there one night, and I was having my little conversations like I do with God, and it's like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. You know, this is not this is not me. And she soaks it up. She loves to entertain. Yeah. She loves being on stage. And I thought, you know, I've always been very self-conscious of getting up and speaking in front of people. And I had a dear friend that told me, maybe God is wanting you to move also, not just Grace Anna. Maybe you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone and do something bigger for him than you're used to doing. And I said, you know, you may be right, but I'm scared.
It's all right to be afraid as long as you just keep walking with God.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed. Oh, when he washed my sins away.
Thanks for joining us today for Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Five Love Languages. You can find out more about your love language or our featured resource by going to 5lovelanguages.com. You can listen to the stream or download the podcast right there and link to our featured resource, the children's book, Who Do You See When You Look at Me? It's written by Grace Anna and her mom, Angela. Find out more at 5lovelanguages.com.
Yeah, she's 9 going on 30, so I will prepare you guys.
Well, we don't have a lot of 9-year-olds join us on Building Relationships, and we also don't have a lot of famous people from the internet join us, so I am looking forward to this interaction in this segment. Look at who is here, author, singer, all-around amazing person, Grace Anna Rogers.
Well, Grace Anna, how are you doing today, girl?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, wonderful. We are really glad that you're going to be with us here for a few minutes. When you wake up in the morning, what do you like to do?
I usually dance to a song with my mom to help me wake up.
Ooh.
Then we get breakfast ready, bless the food, eat together. I'm not a real big morning person.
But you dance before breakfast. That's pretty good.
Well, I got to know, what is the song that you and your mom dance to in the morning, Grace Anna?
It's always the Final Countdown.
The Final Countdown. All right. Why do you think so many people love to hear you sing?
Well, I can sing really good and sing from my heart. I guess I'm happy and it makes them happy.
That makes sense to me. Typically, if happy people sing, they do make other people happy. How does it make you feel to know that you make so many people happy when you sing?
Well, it tickles my heart to know people love my music. I sing from the heart, so it's like they know my heart.
Absolutely. When people meet you, or if they watch you on videos, what do you hope happens inside of them?
I hope they realize God is with all of us. I hope they feel love and joy and never give up. I hope they are happy.
Well, if that happens, and I'm sure it does, your singing has really blessed people. Now, what's it like now to be writing this book with your mom?
It was fun. Now people can see what my life is really like.
And what was your part in writing the book?
It's good in ways, and I love the book because it shows people love and affection, and it just cheers people up. That's what I can say.
That's certainly what we hope is going to happen as well. Uh-huh. Now, tell us about your big brother. What's he like?
He's the coolest brother ever. I think he loves me more sometimes than Mom and Dad. He plays with me and looks out for me if I get scared. You know, he even asks Santa to bring me to him when he was little.
That's one of my favorite parts of the story. Grace Anna, your mom told us that you're very competitive and you play softball. Uh-huh. And I want you to tell us what that's like. You know, have you gotten a home run? What is it like playing softball?
It's good. I mean, I like softball. And it's entertaining for me. Sometimes I don't win, but it's okay. I say to myself, they hand out these little golden necklaces to the team, and my team won, and I really was happy about it.
It is nice to win, but it doesn't mean we have to win every time to still enjoy the game.
No, it doesn't mean we have to win every time.
Yeah. So do you have any pets?
Oh, yes. I got 3 cats.
Whoa.
Garfield, which is an orange tabby, Khaki Sue, which is an orange and white, and Katie, which is a calico. She's mostly black, has a little bit of brown, their chest is white.
You have some beautiful cats, it sounds like.
My service dog, Smitty, will be ready soon.
You're going to have a service dog? Yes. What kind of dog? Like, is it like a golden retriever?
No, it's a chocolate lab. Chocolate labs are very smart.
Yes. Yeah. So what will the dog do? Will the dog will kind of lead you around?
Well, the dog will actually turn on the lights and stuff. It'll pick up something that I drop. If I want it to sit, I just say sit, like every other dog, and lay down. I just have to move my finger down or say down. That's what my service dog is doing. He's going to be here soon. I don't know when.
Well, that sounds exciting. I think you and your dog are going to have a lot of good times together.
I bet so.
Now, you mentioned this earlier, but I want to ask you one more time. When someone reads this book, what do you hope they're going to learn?
I hope they learn God has made all of us with talents. We are all important, no matter what we look like or how we sound. Everyone deserves love and respect.
Well, if that happens, this book's going to be a wonderful success.
I hope so.
I have one other question I want to ask you, Grace Anna. What are some things that make you feel happy?
I love singing on stage, playing with my friends, taking care of my pets, going to the movies, having rainy roast with the fire, and s'mores, going to Sunday school, playing in creeks, going to the ocean, and cooking with my mommy.
Sounds like you are a happy girl.
We have to do this, Gary. Now, we usually don't ask our guests to sing on the program, but I'm gonna call a great big time out and say we got to do that here. So, Grace Anna, we didn't prepare you for this or anything, but it sounds like there's always a song that's rolling around in your heart. Uh-huh. Is there anything you want to sing for us? Just a little verse of something that you're thinking about today.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about Amazing Grace today.
I love that one. Why don't you sing it for us?
Okay. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Was blind, but now I see.
That is fantastic, Grace Ann.
Well, Grace Ann, thank you so much for talking with us, and thank you for singing to us today. And I think you're going to continue to make a lot of people happy. So God bless you, and God bless your mother and dad and your big brother.
Thanks.
That's Grace Anna Rogers singing Amazing Grace. If you'd like to know more about the book, it's our featured resource. It's a children's book titled, Who Do You See When You Look at Me? Find out more by going to 5lovelanguages.com. That's 5lovelanguages.com.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This is Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of the New York Times bestseller, The 5 Love Languages. What a treat to get to hear from a mother-daughter duo today. And that last segment with little Grace Anna was pretty special. If you want to hear this conversation again, or if you'd like information about the book, Who Do You See When You Look at Me?, Just go to 5lovelanguages.com. That's 5lovelanguages.com.
Angela, we just talked with Grace Anna, and you told us, you know, she's 9 going on 30. You were so right. But you can hear it, even as she sang Amazing Grace there, you can just feel that there's something going on that's bigger than we can even imagine, right?
I think so. I definitely think that God has placed a special little purpose in her heart and her ability to sing. It touches people in a way that in my 46 years on this earth, I've rarely seen. We've met a lot of her fans, and when she sings, they start crying and they hug us. Mm. It's not just singing. There's something spiritual about the singing. I definitely think God is trying to work through her to get a message of love and hope to people. I truly do.
Yeah. Well, I certainly agree with that. Now, you are an advocate for educational and recreational inclusion for children with physical challenges. What do you hope to accomplish in your efforts along this line?
One of the big things that we hope that school systems realize is that children with disabilities, they feel very lonely at times in public school systems, private school systems. And one of the best ways for them to make friends is on the playground. And we were very blessed that our local school board paid completely for a new playground in the community that is accessible by everybody, because Grace Anna is homeschooled. But the playground is wheelchair accessible to every piece of equipment. It's the first one in the state of Kentucky fully funded by the school. And I thought it was super amazing that they made it open to the public after school's out. So we go there quite a bit. And it's just something that makes it important, not just for the kids with disabilities. It also gives the kids without disabilities an opportunity to learn about them and for their character to grow.
Well, I hope that your efforts along those lines will continue to spread to other communities as well. Talk about the importance of your faith in God and passing that faith along to your children.
That is the number one priority in our lives. There have been times in my life I absolutely know that I would not have made it through it if it hadn't been for God and my relationship with Him. When I go to bed at night, the last thing that enters my mind is, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing for God to ensure that my two children are going to make it to heaven and that they're doing things that influence others on God's love, God's mercy, and His grace? That should be every parent's number one goal, is being the best parent you can be so your babies can meet you in heaven one day. I mean, that's it. There's nothing else that's even close to as important as that.
I think all of us who know Christ in a personal way would certainly agree with that. You know, we want to use our lives here and now, but we rest in the confidence that we're going to spend eternity with God because of what Christ did for us on the cross.
Yes, yes.
Now, your first book, entitled Grace Anna Sings, details some of the ups and downs of your life together. What did you learn in writing that book?
That God has you in the palm of His hand. That there may be moments that you don't think you can bear. There may be moments you want to question Him and say, why is this happening? But He has got you if you just let Him. If you just open your heart to have that relationship, you can make it through the toughest of times with peace and not be afraid and not feel alone. There's moments even when in my husband and my marriage where we both were heartbroken after the miscarriages, and when my son's dad was killed in a car accident 3 days before his senior year started. Things we don't understand fully, but we know that God has a plan for us and that he will take care of us even when we don't think we can put one foot in front of the other. Mm. He's there.
Yeah. Well, your life and your sharing your story in these books, I hope is going to encourage a lot of other people to experience that in their lives. You know, I do hear people from time to time say things like, I just want my child to be healthy, or I just want my child to be normal. What's your perspective on that?
I've yet to figure out what normal is. Hmm. Normal is a very overused term, in my opinion, because in my views, I want my daughter to be what God wants her to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can have all these hopes and dreams for her that I think she needs, but I think, you know, God and Grace Anna, eventually, you know, when she gets a little bit older, she's going to have that relationship with Christ and figure out where she's headed and what she's supposed to do. But to me, there's no normal. Everybody's different. If we broke it down, I think that's the awesomeness about us, is that God has created each of us unique for his divine purpose. And I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want her to be like everybody else. I want her to be what God wants her to be. You know, healthy to me, I would love for Grace Anna not to have any more surgeries. But I have to know how God is going to use her, how God's going to use me. But sometimes we don't have that choice, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, it's just how it is.
When we leave it in his hands, we have peace whatever happens, because we know he's in control, right?
Correct.
One other question. What does Grace Anna's brother, Isaiah, think about her popularity?
It is funny, because he gets a lot of, you're Grace Anna's brother. And I think when God handed out Big Brothers, my daughter surely lucked out, because he is amazing with her. And a lot of people say, you know, does he get jealous because she gets a lot of attention? If you had seen his sweet face when we brought her home that day, and the tears rolling down his cheeks after he had prayed over my belly as a 13-year-old little boy, night after night, and he had faith that she was going to make it when I didn't at first. You know, I was kind of concerned I was going to lose her like I had the rest of the babies. But he said, Mom, he said, this one's going to make it. I know she's going to make it. And he'd never said that about the other ones. And he has one of the biggest hearts and so much compassion for Grace Anna. And he, you know, he takes care of her at times like he's a third parent. He's 22 now. But it's funny, because she's real outspoken, not afraid to be on stage. She's the fighter of the two, because, you know, she's had to be with all these surgeries. Yeah. And he's 6'4", 240. He's a giant teddy bear. it's really funny to see how they complement each other.
Yeah. And God uses all of us as we put our lives in his hands. He uses all of us. Well, this has been a fascinating time together. I really appreciate your being with us today.
Thank you guys so much for having us. We've enjoyed it.
What a special program. And if you want to hear more about Grace Anna's life and what she's brought to her family and the world, really, you can go to 5lovelanguages.com. We have that book that we talked about, Who Do You See When You Look at Me? It's at 5lovelanguages.com, written by Grace Anna and her mom, Angela. Go to 5lovelanguages.com.
And Chris, next week, we're going to continue the theme we've talked about today with my friend Jolene Philo. Our topic is sharing love abundantly in special needs families.
Don't miss it in 1 week. A big thank you to our production team, Steve Wick and Janice Todd. Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman is a production of Moody Radio in association with Moody Publishers, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.
I'm talking about.